As Israelis and Palestinians face yet another crisis, an old voice of moderation returns. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In a moment, we'll hear from the Palestinians' new chief representative in Jerusalem. First, today's news from the region. At least six Palestinians are dead, including a young girl and a senior militia commander. Palestinian officials blame Israel for the latest bloodshed. Israel, for its part, sent tanks this morning into parts of two West Bank towns, and Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has threatened retaliation for the assassination yesterday of an Israeli cabinet minister. The new violence will further strain the ceasefire that both sides reaffirmed last month.
Dr. Sari Nusseibeh is a political philosopher schooled at Harvard and Oxford universities. At various times, he was charged by Israel with leading the Palestinian Intifada of the late 1980s and assisting Iraq during the Gulf War. He was also once beaten by masked Palestinians after he met with Israeli politicians. And now, after spending a decade running Al-Quds University in East Jerusalem, he has been named by Yasser Arafat the Palestinians' chief representative in Jerusalem. Professor Nusseibeh, the other day in a speech at Hebrew University, you were quoted as saying that the Palestinians' real ally is their foe, Israel. How in these days can you see the Israelis and Palestinians as allies?
Well, it's very simple. It is the Israelis and the Palestinians who have a joint interest in building a future for both of them. Nobody else has as close an interest in that, so it stands to reason that, objectively speaking, the closest allies in this conflict are the enemies.
Objectively. But rarely has something you would call objective been so much completely missed subjectively by both Israelis and Palestinians, it seems.
Well, there's been a lot of hard work done, I believe, over the past 10 years, maybe longer, 15 years, and a lot of effort has gone into the building of a peace environment. What happened recently is that in one sudden event, namely the disappointment that took place after Camp David, everybody was jolted off course, and people developed or brought up attitudes again that used to exist back in the 60s and 70s and earlier. So now it's very important once again to make reason prevail on both sides.
The sort of settlement that you've described and that many other people have described would entail an Israeli withdrawal from territories taken in 1967, the Palestinians relinquishing a claim to a right of return to pre-67 Israel, and shared sovereignty in Jerusalem. That last part requires a tremendous amount of cooperation, collaboration, and trust, of which there seems to be nil, absolute zero. How could you conceivably get from where we are today to the point where two peoples could jointly police and run a city?
Well, I think by looking ahead at the future of continued conflict, the probable developments and outcome is so hellish that it is inconceivable itself. So given the fact that such a future, possible future of conflict, continued bloodshed, is so inconceivable for both sides, looking at a political design concerning Jerusalem in which people can live together seems, in contrast, far more achievable, far more conceivable. And in fact, it's not so difficult, I believe.
But if you believe that the person sitting across the bus might be willing to blow the bus up, or the policeman on the corner might shoot you if you protest against something, those are terrible, terrible situations of fear and mistrust to try to repair.
Absolutely. As you correctly say, there's a lot of fear and mistrust, and it's sort of growing by the day. But how do you get out of it? The only way to get out of it is by going to the root of the whole problem. And the sanest way to do this is to look at the borders of 1967 and say, let's draw the line between us there. Let's try to construct two states, Israel and Palestine, next to each other along those borders, and let's try to create a system an environment of cooperation between the two states.
Well, Dr. Nusseibeh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Dr. Sari Nusseibeh is now the Palestinian Authority's chief diplomatic spokesman in Jerusalem.